come and minister to us tonight. Welcome her as she comes.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. This is my first time in North Carolina, here in this area. And to know that I've been trying to get my cousin to come and be a part of Heaven View. Oh, hallelujah. God knows how to work it out. Hallelujah. And he worked it out well. I haven't seen her since we were kids. I was about 12 years old and she was about 7 or 8 years old. God is a good God. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. I just want to take a little time tonight and share with you a little portion of my journey over these past 6 years serving in the nation of Bangladesh. I went to Bangladesh March of 2013, wide-eyed, excitement, full of zest and zeal, great expectancy, just excited about being able to have an opportunity to serve under the leadership of career missionaries, Pastor James and Elizabeth Corbin, to be a helper to the great works that God was doing in that nation. I had agreed to a 6-month term of short missions. And when I went there, I was excited to be able to teach at the Bible college there and to share with eager hearts who were excited about the Word of God and to receive more knowledge and understanding, revelation of who Jesus Christ is. It was an excitement for them as well as it was for me. By the way, we currently have our new Bible college being constructed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will house 100 Bible college students. We're excited about that. We're expecting a 1 million soul revival in that nation. Hallelujah. God is doing great things. Pray with us, church, and believe with us that God will complete what he started. You know, I couldn't wait to teach home Bible studies and encourage young people and youth group and embrace our ladies in ministry and fellowship. I was excited. I had an expectancy, but the expectancy that God had was greater. Greater than I ever could imagine. The plans that God had waiting for me in that land succeeded my expectations. I was not expecting to have the love for the people placed in my heart. I was not expecting the comfortability of that feeling of being at home in a foreign land, a third world country. But God had placed that in me, and it was growing each and every day. And each month that went by, it was a greater love that I had for the people. The people, they were intrigued by me. They were curious. Who is that crazy lady that has come into our country? She's made herself quite at home. She's so inviting. Some called me Bon, which means sister, Didi, elder sister, Mama, Auntie, and Bondobi, which means friend. A happy lady who smiled all the time and laughed a lot, rarely seen in their culture. Women are considered second-class citizens in that nation, usually only considered for one good reason, with hopes of providing a male child. But my culture is different. I'm Christ-cultured. My culture is, in my culture, Jesus says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. The Lord tells us that laughter is good, like a medicine. Hallelujah. Righteousness and peace, joy is in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm different. I'm full of the Holy Ghost, and I'm trying to be the light shining in darkness. The living epistle read of all men. Sometimes we are the only epistle that men will read. What are they reading when they read you? I pray we're showing Jesus bold and strong. The world is watching us, church, and we need to be that light shining in this dark world, showing Jesus Christ to be our Lord. They were wondering, who is this lady that gives chocolates to street kids who are homeless and packs lunches for homeless children in the streets who are orphans and talks to lame beggars and calls them friend? Who is she? Where did she come from? Curiosity which caused some of them to follow this crazy lady to church services. And young people wanted to hang out with this crazy lady and come to youth service. But it was in the atmosphere of the presence of Almighty God that they felt the safety and peace and gentleness of our Savior. It wasn't about the lady. It was about the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the word of God being preached that opened their understanding and pricked their hearts, where they saw a need for a change in their lives. They saw a need for a Savior. They saw a need of repentance. And through repentance and water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins, and were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Many came out of curiosity, but God changed them. Hallelujah. One just never knew what that sister was going to do next. It truly has been a love walk. It's only been God, His love, His word that I was trying to really share to the nation and impart to those who would listen. These principles that I use in my daily walk, I have come to call them the principles of God's love. They're 5 principles that I try to use daily. I tell you, church, if you use them, they work. The first principle is learning to overcome adversity. The second principle is empathy. I say caring is sharing. The third principle is harmony, learning to walk in harmony, unity, agreement. Fourth principle, humility, being humble. The fifth principle, being courteous, learning to be just kind, not thinking more highly of yourself, but having no respect or person, treating all as if you would want to be treated. When I think of Bangladesh, I think of so many differences in that nation. Bangladesh is the 3rd largest Muslim populated nation in Asia, a nation of 164 plus million people, 11 tribes of people, 38 different dialects of tongue, 89% is Muslim. Some Hindus are in that nation, Buddhists, atheists, idol worshipers, witchcraft doers, superstitious believers, doubters of truth, and non-believers all together. So many differences. Then you throw me in the mix. I'm different. Hallelujah. I'm Christ cultured. I'm water baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of my sins. I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm a tongue talking, faith walking, blood bought believer in the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is his name, the name above all names. I'm different. Hallelujah. But every day, church, I tell you, I purpose myself to walk in the principles of God's love, doing all I can to be his hands and feet in this earth. I've learned over the past 6 years serving in Bangladesh to be intentional. We can't just haphazardly go through life. We must be intentional about the Father's business. These five principles of God's love, I tell you, they work. If you apply them, I've seen the hand of God move in unbelievable situations, testimonies after testimonies, and I'm going to share some of them with you tonight of how God intervened just by applying these simple principles in my daily walk. Overcoming adversity. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. There's going to come a time in your life where there's going to be something or someone that's going to get on your last nerve. It's going to bother you. And you are going to be faced with adversity. But the question I have for you tonight, what are you going to do with it as a believer when it comes your way? If I'm to teach and preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I have to live this thing first. I can't just be a good oracle. I have to live it. I have to keep the right spirit. I can't allow adversity to rob me of my joy or what God has purposed me to do. I must keep the right spirit. I can't react quickly when people hurt me. I have to take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and go about my business, keeping the right spirit. I remember the first week in Bangladesh, I faced adversity. Just about because of ignorance on my part, I'm an apostolic woman who dressed very modestly. And in that country, I thought I was doing a real good job, even more so. But I guess I wasn't, because I was offending. Every time I passed the mosque, the men would spit at me because of my Western apparel. And so I got understanding, and so I began to wear the traditional dress, women's dress, for the day. And when I did, they stopped spitting at me. And they started allowing their wives and their daughters and their sisters to talk to me. And I was able to win them and not offend them. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, adversity, but you have to keep the right spirit nonetheless. The Bible says, bless them which persecute you, bless and not curse. Overcome. We can overcome. Hallelujah. Principle number two, empathy. I call it true love. Jesus calls it compassion. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. So we are to share in others' accomplishments, celebrate with them in their victories, or mourn with them when they're mourning. We're supposed to identify with their humanity, empathy. But we must be real. We must be genuine. The world is watching, and they know all about fake things. They want the church to be different. They want the church to be real. These principles worked with all lowliness, gentleness, long-suffering, bearing one another in love. They work, church. If we are to really have empathy, we must understand caring is sharing. When you care enough about someone or something, You won't keep it to yourself. You will share it. And we have the Holy Ghost, so we can't keep it to ourselves. We must share it. We must have empathy, and we must share it. Hallelujah. I remember in 2014, I told a 16-year-old boy, I said, Ricky, you need to come to youth tonight. It was a Thursday night. I said, because Jesus has something special for you tonight. He said, for me, sister? I said, yes, Ricky, for you. And he came. He came with an expectancy. He didn't just come to church as usual. He came with an expectancy. And I tell you, Jesus never disappoints. Hallelujah. Ricky was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost that night. And I baptized Ricky for the remission of his sins and water baptism in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus had something special for Ricky. Hallelujah. When was the last time you asked your neighbor with empathy, come to church? Jesus has something special for you. Hallelujah. Principle number 3, harmony, agreement, one accord, unity. In this hour, the church needs it so desperately. So does the world. Hallelujah. But we can share that to the world. The Bible says that we are to be of the same mind towards one another. Ephesians tells us that making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Strive to walk in peace and harmony with all men. Be open-minded towards others, even when there are differences, especially church, when there are faith and belief differences. Try to seek to be in unity. The first 3 days I was in the nation of Bangladesh, I would leave my apartment heading to the church, and I would come around the corner, and there sat a storefront pharmacy. And every day it was a man and a woman that sat in that storefront. And I didn't know if they understood English or not, but I wanted to walk in the love of Jesus Christ. So every day I would greet them. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you today? Hope you're having a good day. I never knew if they understood it or not, but I did. And I'm trying to apply these principles intentionally. Walking in harmony, unity with all men. And so on the third day, the man responded, and he says, hello, what is your name? And I was so excited. I said, well, bless God. He speaks English. Hallelujah. And I said, my name is Francis. I said, what is your name, sir? And he said, my name is Faith. And right there, church, I should have known, this is a setup from God. And I said, is that your wife? And he said, yes, it is. And I said, well, it's so nice to meet you also, Mrs. Faith. And she just nodded with a big smile. She didn't speak English, but she was happy that we could talk now, communicate. Hallelujah. Girls like to talk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he asked me, are you a preacher? And I said, no, sir, I'm a helper. I said, you know that church down the street? I help that pastor. If he needs any assistance, I help him. I'm a helper. And he says, are you a preacher? And I said, no, sir, I'm a helper. He asked me 3 times, are you a preacher? I said, no, sir, I'm a helper. I'm a good helper. He says, well, I have a home for men who are recovering drug addicts, and I want you to come and preach to them. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 11 tribes, 38 different dialects, and I'm trying to learn the basic. Hallelujah. 3 days in the nation. I said, you know, Mr. Faith, I said, I can talk to my pastor. Perhaps he has a ministerial team that could help you. No, I want you. I said, I'll talk to my pastor. And so I did. I said, Pastor Corbin, you know that pharmacy down by my house? Yeah. I said, that man introduced himself, and he told me he had a home for men that were recovering drug addicts, and he wanted me to come preach. Well, our senior national pastor, he pipes in, and he says, yes, Sister Day, that man is a good Catholic friend of mine, and he's doing everything that he possibly can do to help those men recover. You need to go preach. Well, hallelujah. 3 days in the nation, I got promoted. Hallelujah. From helper to preacher. Glory to God. And you know, I'm still trying to walk in harmony and unity. Now, I knew going in that we had different doctrine. And I could have went in and totally just caused havoc in that place. Destroyed everything that man tried to do to help those men. But I'm trying to be intentional about God's love. And so I walked in there and I said, you know, the Bible says that Jesus came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. This isn't abundant living. You've lost your wives, your children, your families, separated from everything that you know good. This is not abundance. I said, let's see what the Bible says. And then I was able to lay a foundation. Apostolic truth. Hallelujah. I watched God change the lives of those men. He restored some of them back to their families. He restored some of them back to Him. Hallelujah. Some of those men are apostolic men serving God in that nation. Hallelujah. We just have to walk in harmony. Hallelujah. The message doesn't change. The presentation of how we deliver it. It has to be delivered in love, church. Love covers a multitude of sin if we just apply the word of God. Principle number 4, humility. Humility is freedom from pride or arrogance, the quality or state of being humble. He's still working on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those of you who have mastered, bless God. But he's still working on me. Hallelujah. I teach Purpose Institute, PI, in Bangladesh. And I had one student who really challenged me in this area. Hallelujah. He was an elder. That was the saving grace. Because he was my elder, that made the difference. But this elder was not nice. He wasn't kind. He was very rude at most times and abrupt, to say the least. But yet he was still my elder, and that all mattered to me. But one day I was teaching about prayer, and I was teaching about how we can go boldly into the throne room of grace for ourselves, and we don't have to go through a man, or we don't have to go and confess our sins to a man. We can go boldly into the throne room for ourselves because Jesus is the high priest and he rent the veil, hallelujah, so we can enter in on our own behalf, hallelujah. And when I said these things, the elder stood up and rebuked me, and he challenged the word of God. Now, it's not my word, it's God's word. So, I would be lying to you if I said I mastered that principle that day, that moment, because I didn't. I got upset. I got angry. Renice, I got hot. And I could feel it rising up, and it was clouding my vision. And you know that adversary starts to talk and say, you should tell him this. And my mind is trying to settle the battle of the voice of the adversary. And my heart is saying, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And out of my mouth, the word Jesus came out. Hallelujah. You see, church, he is as close as the mention of his name. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, my Savior, my Lord, he's a double-edged sword also. And he pierced me, and he pierced that elder at the same time. And when he pierced me, he began to tell me and instruct me, keep my peace. Just hold your peace, friend. You don't have to defend the word. It's not yours, it's mine. And he began to prick the elder, and he began to witness to the elder, because out of my belly began to flow rivers of living water. And I heard the word of God coming forth out of my belly, ministering to that elder, telling him the word of God. In my natural mind, I began to say, wow, God, that's a good word. Wow, I could write that scripture down. I don't remember knowing that. He's a good God. And I remember the elder standing in front of me doing this. Sister, sister, it's okay. Don't mind it. I need to take those scriptures and go home and meditate on them and study them out. We'll talk about it later. Just continue on. I said, what? He's a good God. Hallelujah. I tell you, we have tea 3 times a day in that nation. The best tea in the world. That night was no different. We had tea and biscuits, and we celebrated, rejoiced together, laughed together. No division, no malice, no strife. Hallelujah. God settled it. Hallelujah. He will settle every one of your problems if you allow him to. Just hold your peace. Keep your peace and let God do the fighting. Hallelujah. And I can tell you today, church, that man is in truth. Baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking Jesus, the truth of the word of God. Hallelujah. These principles work, church. They work. Hallelujah. The final principle I'm going to leave you with is the principle of being courteous, being civil, being genteel, being gracious, being mannerly, being polite. In other words, just being kind. My pastor's wife always says, nice matters. Hallelujah. Having no respecter of persons, treat all as if they're special. Because to Jesus, we all are special. I often say to people that I began to minister to or come into close relationship with, I love you. I love you, brother. I love you, sister. I love you, young person. But I always tell them, but Jesus loves you best. Jesus loves us best. He knows what we need when we don't know what we need. Regina's story, her testimony. Regina was a young girl who was a housekeeper, a maid. She was the housekeeper, cook at our Bible college. And Regina was such a sweet girl, soft-spoken, big smile, always the big, beautiful smile that greeted you when you would come into the Bible school. But Regina never saw herself quite as good enough. She had a servant's mentality that always made her stand off or push herself back. We'd always say, come, Regina. I'd say, come on, Regina. Come to ladies' Bible study. Come to ladies' tea. Come to ladies' gathering. Come on, Regina. God has no respecter of persons. He doesn't love you more than he loves me. And he doesn't love me more than he loves you. He loves us the same. But she never really understood that, because she would come, but she'd always sit towards the back or off to herself. But she was always listening to the word of God. And one night, Regina came to me after Bible study, and she said, Sister, I'm ready to take water baptism in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said, really? She says, yes, sister. Will you baptize me? I said, I would be honored to baptize you. What a privilege. That Sunday night, I baptized Regina in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of her sins. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When she came up out of that water, Jesus filled her with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Church, I will never forget that night. So out of character for Regina. She got out of the water. She went, dried herself off, put her dry clothes on, and then she came back into the sanctuary. She came up to the front where I was standing. She wrapped her arm around my waist. So out of character for Regina. And she had the biggest smile on her face with tears streaming down her face. And she said, sister, now I know for myself, God has no respecter of person. Hallelujah. Because the same Holy Ghost that he gave you, he gave me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same Jesus that filled Regina with the baptism of his spirit. The same Jesus that filled me with the baptism of his spirit is here tonight wanting to fill somebody with the baptism of his spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what you came in here tonight for. Maybe someone invited you. Maybe it was curiosity that drew you. But I tell you, these principles of God's love, they don't just happen in Bangladesh. But God is very much alive and active in North America. In this city of North Carolina, Jesus is moving on hearts. Even as we sit right here, he's moving among us, speaking to our hearts. I don't know if you have a problem with adversity and you just can't keep your peace and you just can't lay it down. Jesus is here to take it. He says he'll give an exchange. He'll give you beauty for your ashes. He'll give you joy for your mourning. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He says, I'll take the exchange. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. I don't know what you came in here for. Maybe you had a problem and you couldn't just humble yourself to say, you're sorry. Jesus is here. And if you tell him you're sorry, he's a God who will forgive you. Hallelujah. He won't hold it over your head. He won't bring it back to your remembrance. He says he will cast it into the lake of forgiveness and never, ever look upon it again. Hallelujah. I don't know what you need. You know what you need. But I tell you, church, Jesus is here to give you just what you need. All you have to do is cry out to him. Jesus says, call upon my name, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you knew not. Oh God, I cry out to you. Abba, Father, we need you, Jesus. Oh, there's so much pain in this earth right now. And we need you. a savior. We need a healer. We need a deliverer. Oh, hallelujah. We need a peace speaker and a peacekeeper. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody stand to your feet. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I know that we're in a situation of what they call a pandemic. And I know we have to be careful in our social distancing. But I want to invite every one of you who want to come to this altar to have an exchange. Whatever you're carrying, whatever you're dealing with. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, sister, for answering the call. Whatever it is that you need, he's here to hear you. He's here to answer you. He's here to deliver you and set you free. Hallelujah. Just bring it to Jesus. Trust him. It'll be different with Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Every day with Jesus is truly sweeter than the day before. Hallelujah. You don't have to carry it another day. You don't have to hold on to it. You can release it. Give it to the Father. Hallelujah. He'll take it. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I bless you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, drawn by your spirit, Lord. Oh, I worship you, Lord. Deliver and set free, Jesus. Set the captive free, Lord. Oh, touch our minds, Lord. Huh? Bring peace, hallelujah, to our minds, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, heal the mind of every imagination and every stronghold. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tear it down, Lord. Oh, Jesus, minister to those who are bound by addiction. Oh, you are the deliverer, Jesus. He that the Son sets free is free indeed. Set us free tonight, oh God. Heal the brokenhearted, Lord. Heal the grieving heart, Lord Jesus. You be the comforter. Huh. Wrap your arms around them, Lord. Draw them nigh unto you, oh God. Oh, speak peace to that misery, Lord. Speak peace to that worrying heart, Lord. Oh, I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Glorify your name, oh God. Ah, peace like a river flow. Oh, and you'll be glorified, God. We promise to give you all the glory, God. All the honor, all the praise, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you that you hear us, Lord. Thank you that you answered, Lord. Oh, I bless you, Lord, for carrying the burdens for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing stripes that you bore on your back, Lord, that we don't have to carry sickness and disease, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, I bless you. I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, release joy in this place, Lord. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for meeting us here, Lord. Thank you for ministering to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You be glorified. Lord, you be glorified in this place. Thank you, Lord.